Yo! Who had that power failure? Everyone had the power failure last night, except for Sky. He was up there in the other province of Hillcrest.
Yeah.
And but the rest Republic of us felt it. We need answers. We want the truth, because we can handle the truth. So we've got Roy Vaynant from Etiquini Electricity on the line with us. Good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning, Darren, and good morning to the listeners.
Can you confirm for us that last night's power outage was not load shedding?
Yes, Darren, as we understand, load shedding is always a national event that is announced by Eskom and affects the whole country. In this case, it was a fault at Eskom's Avon substation, which lost supply to parts of Etiquini only.
Okay.
And then, Roy, you say parts of Etiquini. Which areas exactly were actually affected?
We'll wait.
All right, a little bit difficult to say exactly, but it was mostly the northern areas north of the Angeni River and parts of the city centre leading out through Pinetown, through Westville and up to Hillcrest. But mostly the sort of, if you draw a line through the centre of the city, most of the northern areas of Etiquini.
I suspect that this is fake news, but was the airport shut down for half an hour?
Yes, definitely.
It was!
The airport is north of... So they were shut down. However, they do have a large number of generators, so they would have been able to operate under emergency conditions.
So why did they shut down? Do you know?
I can't answer that. I think maybe for safety reasons. I think if a plane had been coming in, they would have certainly had emergency lighting on, and I don't believe there would have been any safety from an aviation point of view. Maybe just a safety precaution until they found out what was happening.
And Minir, just quickly, we need to plan our lives. Can we expect more of these outages, or is it finished now? We're safe. Can watch Isibaya.
Faults do happen all the time, whether it's on the city's network or whether it's in the Eskom network. So unfortunately, anywhere in the world, large utilities do have outages. And I think if you've been watching the news, you'll see in other countries there have been very large outages. So nobody in the electricity industry will ever guarantee that there aren't going to be further outages, but hopefully they are few and far between.
It actually made me feel better, because the first thing I did is go into social media to see who else was affected by it. And I saw that, like, literally 24 hours before, like, Argentina and Uruguay, a million people were without power for 14 hours. And I thought, Darren, it's been half an hour. Just get over yourself, you know.
But also, Roy, it's a big day today. The Proteas are playing New Zealand, bro. So just please make sure that we get at least 50 overs in on TV so we can watch. Please.
Scott, certainly. We'll do everything we can to keep the power on. And good luck to the Proteas. I think they need all the support we can give them.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Roy. So listen, when we explain to people what went wrong, was it a transformer, was it a fuse? How do we explain to people what was the cause of the outage?
Unfortunately, I don't have the written report from Eskom yet. The fault happened at the Avon substation north of the city. We know that the two high-voltage lines from that substation feeding into the northern part of the city tripped out. Exactly what happened in their substation, I don't have those details yet, but it would have been equipment failure that then caused the circuit breakers in that substation to trip out for safety reasons.
Roy, what are we supposed to do next time this happens? Because I went online and I tried to find City Power, and office hours close at 5, so I had no one to call because this was after 5 o'clock. What do I do? Who do I call? Who do we speak to? What do we do when the power goes off like this?
Darren, when it's a very large outage like this, our contact center will be swamped immediately, and there's no way that 300,000 out of the million customers will be able to get through. We will immediately put out notices on our website and over media. We will get hold of as many of the media houses as we can so that people are aware that it is a large outage in the areas that are affected. You're always welcome to phone in, and if we can get messages onto the answering service, we will do so. I suppose from a technical point of view, the best advice I can give people is to always treat installations as live, because we'll try and get the supply back on as quickly as possible. And another bit of advice I can give people is turn off non-essential loads like your geyser and a swimming pool pump or a dishwasher. This helps us to prevent or reduce the number of overload trips that happen when the bulk supply comes back.
All right. We'll put the word out. Thank you, Roy Vaynant, for clearing that up for us this morning. Now you know where it came from, and we're assured that there will be no interruptions during a protest New Zealand.
Unless the protest bed first and they pulled out for 150.
Then by all means.
Then Roy said.
Cut the power.
Yes, cut it off.
Darren Moore, Carrie Miller and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.